me, I am a divine being. Me, I am a divine being. How wonderful that is. How wonderful to be a divine being. Can you imagine what being a divine being is all about? Can you imagine what being a divine being is all about? Well, being a divine being is that I am aware of who I am. I am aware of what I am. I am aware of why I am. And I am aware of everything, and I have really no interest in that awareness. I have no interest in that awareness. I've often said, my goodness sakes, I don't even know that I have a toe. I don't even know that I have skin on my back. I do not even know anything about my body, anything about who I am and what I am on the physical form. How am I going to know what I am on the mental form and on the spiritual form and on the allness form? Well, I'm going to know all that I am on the mental, spiritual, and allness form by being it. Just by being it, by knowing that this is what makes life exciting for me, this is what makes things exciting for me, this is what my life is all about, being it. To be or not to be, as that one noted Shakespeare said, to be or not to be, and how wise a word that was. How can we be, or how can we not be? Well, we cannot not be. There's just no way we cannot be. We always are. Now, being that we always are, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to live our lives being what we are and what we are not aware of what we are and what we are not even thinking about what we are? How are we going to be it? How are we going to live it? How are we going to love it? How are we going to enjoy it? How are we going to respond to it? How are we going to be it, to be or not to be? Let's say to be is what I really want to be. Okay, now, if I want to be what I am, I just go out and be myself and have fun. Oh, we've heard that before. Be myself and have fun. How do I be myself and have fun? I listen to every little ripple in me, and I follow it. If the ripple in me says, hey, get out there and enjoy yourself. Go out there and enjoy the party. Go out there and enjoy life. Go out there and be thrilled with everything that goes on in the world. Be thrilled with all the people that you have created. Be thrilled with all of the experiences that you have created. And if some experiences don't turn you on any longer, what does a little child do? He stops playing it. If playing in the sandbox no longer amuses him, he gets up and goes and does something else. He does not have a possession for what he's doing. He merely has a delight in what he's doing. You and I have a delight in what we are doing all of the time. We have a delight in talking, and we talk. And when we are no longer delighted in talking, we stop talking. When we are a visualizer, we visualize. And when we no longer have anything that delights us to visualize, we stop it and take a nap or go and do something else totally different. We are not bound by any one thing at any one time, doing it in any one way. We are free spirits. We are free to go and live our life and follow our heart and follow our dreams and follow all the goals that we have for ourselves, follow all the imagination that pops into our consciousness and says to us, come, have a good day. It's a wonderful day. Come on, have a good day. Come on, enjoy yourself. Come on, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Come on, let's do this. Come on, let's have fun. And then you go off and do it and have fun. Now, you don't know what fun is. All you do is you know that fun is doing something you like to do, is doing something that delights you. Fun is doing something that is exciting. Fun is doing something that takes your total attention. And your total attention, you have no idea what that is either. So you just give. You just give your attention to whatever it is you're doing, and you have a great and a wonderful time. Who is it who is the happiest person on the face of the earth? And that is the person who is being themselves and having fun. The person who finds their own attention, finds their own life, finds their own experience, something that is enjoyable to them, something that just fills them with a feeling of complete relaxation, complete freedom, complete bliss. Complete bliss, my goodness. Wouldn't everyone love to have complete bliss? Well, we do. Everyone has complete bliss more often than everyone realizes, because everyone is doing what they want to do most of the time, and while they're doing this most of the time, they're having complete bliss. You have no desire to do anything else. You have no desire to go and climb a mountain or swim in an ocean. You have only the desire to do whatever it is that you're doing. And if you are talking to friends and you're having a good conversation, and then the subject comes up of something that doesn't please you, you say, excuse me, or you don't even say excuse me. You just get up and go. You leave the conversation. You don't say, I don't like this conversation. You don't say, I've got to go to the bathroom. You don't say, hey, I'm going to get a drink of water. Hey, I don't like this conversation. You don't say that. You just mentally, physically, spiritually, get up and go. Oh, you say to a person, hey, where were you? What do you mean, where was I? I'm sitting here all the time. No, you drifted off someplace. You were not thrilled with the conversation. You were not thrilled with our company. You drifted away. Where'd you go? What were you doing? Well, that's my private life. That's my being my fun and myself and having fun. That's my being who I am. I am not bound by anything that I find myself in at any time. I can change the station on the radio, on the television. I can change my choice of locations where I'm going to go in a moment's notice. It doesn't matter. And I don't have to prove myself to anyone. I don't have to prove myself of who I am and what I am to anybody. I am a divine being. And as a divine being, I just do what turns me on. I do what makes me happy. But sometimes that might not be a nice thing. A divine being is incapable of having a sometime that is not a nice thing. A divine being always does everything. Glorious, beautiful, wonderful, fantastic, marvelous. A divine being is incapable of being not divine. A divine being is incapable of thinking about anything which is not beneficial to him. A divine being is incapable of being anything in his consciousness which is detrimental to the world or to himself or to the rules of the world that he lives in. He is just incapable. He is only capable of being himself and having fun, and being himself and having fun is all that is good and beautiful, and all that is good and beautiful is his divine being, and that's what he's being all the time. Now, how many times in the last 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hour, did you have a bad thought? How many times did you have a thought of something that was not beneficial to you, or to your family, or to your community, or to your world? How many times? Well, they flit through your mind so fast you don't pay any attention to them. And if you start paying attention to them, then you start empowering them. Then they come back as not one thought, but a multiple of thoughts, and they come back as something that you're building a consciousness about. Well, me, I'm a divine being, and I only have in my thought, in my mind, in my world, divine thoughts at all times. I only have in my world beautiful attitudes at all time. Me, I'm a divine being. And if you ask me what thought had I thought in the last second or minute or hour or day, I would tell you, I don't remember, but they were good, that I can tell you. They were beautiful. They were being myself and having fun. They were doing all the things that make my world into a wonderful, fantastic, glorious world. And I am so happy about that. But you know, I'm happy about it only because it's what I am. only because it makes me know that that's who I am. It makes me know that that's what makes my world go round. It makes me know that there's nothing else in the world that's important for me. There's nothing else in the world that is important in my life. And I think the world is wonderful. I think life is wonderful. I think all things are the living expression of who and what I am. Fantastic, isn't it? Oh, I know. I have a kitty cat laying on my keyboard here, and it keeps me from popping in on my music so that I can play my music and conclude my talk with you. Isn't it interesting? But it's having fun. And my kitty is always having fun. My kitty doesn't think he's laying on my keyboard. My kitty thinks he's with me and doing all the things I am. And my kitty is being himself and having fun. I am a divine being, and my cat is a divine being, and my music is a divine being, and all that I do and all that I am is my divinity shining out, telling the world, yes, this is wonderful, yes, this is fantastic, yes, this is glorious. And that's all that she writes. Me? I am a divine being. You? You're in my world. You're a divine being too. Mm-hmm. You are a divine being too. And how wonderful that is. Live always as a divine being. And know that as you live always as a divine being, life is worth living. Life is beautiful. You're being yourself and you're having fun. Have a good day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.